Continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Reb Chizkiya, another statement of Reb Chizkiya, as follows. Tona Reb Yudah, Gad Gunios. Tona Reb Yudah, Gud Gunios. Reb Yudah from Gud Gunios. That was his name. Hashulchan v'amenoyro v'amizbeichos v'aporoiches ma'akvines ha'korbonos. If you are lacking the shulchan on its place, the menorah in its place, the mizbeichos and the paroiches, you're not allowed to be makir carbon. Divrei Meir. You need all four. Chachomim oimrim, ein lecha ma'akev ha'korban, ela ha'kir v'ha'kein bilvad. The only thing that's ma'akev is the kir and the kein. That's where they washed the kiddush adayim v'roglayim. Now the goyin is goyris over here, not kir v'kein, but rather the goyin is goyris that the girsa is referring to the place where it says hamizbeach. For instance, on the kein and the kir, he brings a gemara in Zvachim Samach Beis. The kein and the kir don't say hamizbeach, that is ma'akev. But the kein and the kir don't say hamizbeach at all. So it says it's goyris karkuv and keren. Karkuv and keren is on the mizbeach, there's a keren. And there's a soivev, there's a karkuv, there's the designs on the mizbeach. That is the soivev, mash'enkein, the kiran kainat. Rabbi Kiva Egen Agili Nashaz brings the Gir Sagro, and he says, Tzorich Ian, a Yerushalmi in Yuma, over there clearly says that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is Ma'akev Da'avoida. So Mamela, it could be referring to the kiran and the kain. So the Machlok is Rabbi Kiva Egen, the going in the Gir Sois exactly. And the gears of the Bikvega of like our gears is that the kir and the kain, like we said, kir shadayim raglaim is ma'akev. So we have a machloekz remein chachomim. Remei says shulchan menorim is beriches peroiches are ma'akev. Chachomim say the only thing that's ma'akev is the kir and the kain.
Is that a word that the kalim are missing as ma'akev, like in the reish, like Rabbi Huda? Physically, you can't wash your hands.
Avoid this puzzle on Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The Chachomim say it's a psul in the Avoida. According to Chachomim, it's a psul in the Avoida. If you can't be Mekayesh Adayim V'Raglayim, it's like you're missing Megodim.
Even if the Kir and the Kain are not there, you can still have wash your hands not in the Kir.
No, you need Bim Koimum. You need the Mekayesh over there.
Over there, you bring water from the. There's a Mayan. You bring from the Mayan. But he's saying here that the.
It's Ma'akev.
It's Ma'akev.
I hear. So he just said enough Kamina. If let's say you bring water on that place over there, would that make a difference?
There's a Mayan that goes through the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. Akaporim, it's a machloikus over here. Legabi Kiddush, Yudayim V'Raglayim. Now, the truth is, the Yerushalmi that Yom Kiveger brings in Yuma says on Yom Kippur, they were Mekadosh himself from a Kiton Shalzov, not the regular Kiyar V'Kain.
Right.
Kiyar V'Kain is Ma'akev. So the Yerushalmi answers your terrors. It's Ma'akev, the Mokum is Ma'akev. If they're not there, but if you have something else in its place, then Avada Tzara Ikuv. And that's where you can have a different Klitaka. But like upon him, we see from that Yerushalmi, that's the Kivegas Raya. We see the gear says Kiyar V'Kain. That's the Shakavatai in the Yerushalmi.
So you have to have it there right in front of the
player. It has to be Mekoimoi, correct. It has to be there. It has to be Mekoimoi.
Can't bring it from anywhere.
It has to be there. Before you do the avoid, it has to be there. On Yom Kippur, they brought a different one, Taka. They brought a Zov, Kitten Shazov. Zokum Avaita. Veloy Kain. Meaning, are you telling me that Remeir says it's only Shulchan Menorah Mizbech Zeparoiches? Chachomim say it's only Kiyar V'Kain. It's only these things, and we see not like that in the following Amoraim. Zok Demora V'Loi Kain Omer Reb Eliezer V'Reb Yosi B'Chanino Trein Amrin Kol Hein Dechsev Noichach. Wherever it says Noichach, right? By the Mizbech it says Noichach. Noichach Mizbeach.
Kevish.
By the Kolecha Dechziv Noichach Ma'akev, Tzelem in Akev. Meaning, when it says Noichach, by the Menorah it says Noichach HaShulchan. But if it doesn't say Noichach, it only says Tzela, it's not Ma'akev. For instance, Shulchan, it says Al Tzela Tzofoin. So, They hold, they hold, when it says Noichach, for instance, by Menorah, it's Ma'akev, but when it says Tzela, for instance, by the Shulchan, it's Ma'akev. So Menorah, yes, Shulchan, not. And if Shmuel by Nachman B'Shem Abyeinis and says, Afilu Tzela Ma'akev, the Shulchan is also Ma'akev, where it says Tzela Tzofoin. But Kaponim, it's either Menorah or Shulchan. But it's not like Remeya says, it's not like Remeya says, oh, Mizbochis and Peroiches. And as Alek Chachom say, Cain and Kier. So who is this like? Now to the third shita, V'omeg Ab'ila, Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. What's the question?
Where
is Shulchan?
It says Noichach.
By the Shulchan. No, by Menorah it says Noichach HaShulchan. The Menorah is Noichach HaShulchan. By the Shulchan it says Tzela Tzofoin. So I'll upon him, there's two shitas over here. It's either Menorah or Shulchan. But it's not Mizbech and Peroiches. Now the third shita actually includes that also. So the Farshim explained, we're not asking on this next shita. V'omeg Ab'ila, on this sheet, the B'shem Shimon Bar Nachmani, Vafilu Sima Ma'akev. Now Sima, it says clearly by what's it called? By the following two. Oh, V'somoy. 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 It says V'yosem es Mizbeach Hazor Bo'el Moed. And a parochet says V'yosem es a parochet. Mosach. And it says, "Vayosem is Mosach haPesach leMishkon." It says over there, "Sima." So if you're going to go with the Mando Omer, "Sima is Ma'akev," then it's like Remeya. Then it's not exactly a shita that we didn't find. But Koponim, the first two shitas is neither Remeya nor Chachomim. Remeya Arak in Tal Torah has a gevaldige kasha. He says, "Lemando Omer that says Sima is Ma'akev." So by the Oren it says also Vesomu, correct? Well, the Oren wasn't around in Bayisheni. So how could you do that voida? That's a gewaldige kasha. So some of Farshim answer, the Paradis Yosef, he says in Chumash, he says that even though there was no Oren, there were makiv karbonis, because the Oren was gonus bimkoimoi. So it's considered that it's there. It might not be there physically, but it's there. So Mela, it's nitschkin chesalon in Oren. It's considered the Oren is here. Zogdim ha'vaita. So we're back to the kasha, l'choyre, according to the first two man, the omim, it's like no one. And to the Gemara, the Teretz as follows. Omer b'chanina, kam ba'avoydeh shebefnim, kam ba'avoydeh shebechutz. There's no machloikus. That means, remain chachomim are talking about the avoydes that are done bebechutz. That means, all the kelim, pnimiyim, for instance, the oren, the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach azov, are ma'akriv karbonis in chutz. And if they're nekamim koimom, yinala b'makriv karbonis bechutz. Chachom say that only thing that's ma'akev is kir and kanoi. But the other amiroim that do not include this are not talking about avoidas chutz. They're not talking about that. They're talking about on the avoidas pnim. That if the menorah, if you're madlik the menorah, when it's up in koimo, or you're meniach the lechem upon him on the shulchan, when it's up in koimo, or other things, so then taki can't do it. So man, it's on the machloikas. The machloikas is on different nekudas. He's talking about pnim and he's talking about chutz. Zogimoga omer abchanino. Shachtzis. Shachtzis means it's a gaiva. G'doy lohoysu b'vnei kanim g'doylim. What was the gaiva? She yoysu mishishim kikei zov hoyim oitziim bo. That means we said before that the kevesh, the ramp from the Pora Aduma, from Ares Eisim, did not come from Trumas Alishka. The kahanim themselves used to build it. So Zogti Gemara, it's a gaiva. It's a haughtiness that they put so much money into their own kevesh, more than 60 kikrei zov. Shahoyo kifsho shel pora oimed. Even if the previous kevesh was still standing from the last time they used the Pora Adoma, they made a new one. Knock it down. New construction. What's the pshat? You have one. So it's shachatz. Zog the Gemara, v'loyo echod me'en moitzi porose b'kifsho chaveiroi. I had this constructed by me. Every kohen wanted his kevesh. No, they knocked down the old one, they put in a new one. Yeah. So they want the my kevesh. My kevesh. Knocked it down. Uboy nois emishaloi. Frag the Gemara, Heitzer Rabula Kume Ramona. Rabula asked in front of Ramona, Vortoni will learn in a breiser. Shimonat Tzadik, the greatest Shimonat Tzadik, Shtei Poros also. There were two Pora Adumas in his lifetime. And loybe kevesh hoitziyazu, and he constructed a new kevesh for each pora. Now he wasn't a balgaiva, Shimon HaTzadik, so we see al kaponim, it's not a chisaron. enter the Zakti Gemara, Islach Lemeima Hashim Natzadik Shachatzoyo. Are you going to tell me he was a Hori? He was a Balgaiva? Of course not. So Zakti Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara says, why did the Taka want it? If it wasn't Gaiva, why did they do it? Zakti Gemara, my Kedoin. So what's the reason the Taka made constructed a new Kevesh each time? Al Shem Maile Bepora. Silsali Bepora. Like we said, when they made the Parah Aduma, they did it Lahoitzi Melev at Tzdukim. The Tzdukim said that it's full Yoim after the mikveh, before nightfall, is Osir. But we hold full Yoim is Mutter Beparah Aduma. So they made the Kohen post Tomei B'Sheretz, made him go to the mikveh, and then do the Parah. Lahoitzi Melibom. But they didn't want to be a zilzil in Parah, that people are makel, so they did all types of chumras, additional chumras. One of the chumras of Milas was to have a new Kevesh. That's a mila. Another reason the Gemara says silsil. Silsil means it's a covet. It's a covet. We're not wasting money on vacations over here. We're doing for the Parah Aduma. So that's not called shachatz. Anything you do for Dovah Shebe Kedusha, it doesn't pass shachatz on that.
Where they do it all the Kedushim were done. I mean, there's so many.
They knocked it down? It says sosrum. Sosrum.
Yeah, so they knocked it down and they could use it for something else.
You want to know if the stones itself have a Kedusha that it could be used for something else? Is it considered a Maridim B'Kedusha? I'm not sure. Could be it's only a road. It's not exactly an Avoida.
Well, could you use it for something else?
Maybe. I don't think it has a Kedusha. Zok de Gemara.
Why did Osman Yom hold it was a Gaiva?
He held it was a Gaiva. But Lamar is arguing that. Rab Chanina said it was a Gaiva. Now, could be the Gaiva. It wasn't Beloshin Gaiva Chisorin. Could be also held it was a Gaiva. It was a Gaiva the Kedusha. Yeah. Zagmar Tony, Zizim Viksolima Yoitz Mikan Mikan. There were Zizim, there were walls, there were panels that came on the two sides of the Kevesh. You know why? Kedei Shaloi Yotzitsukanim Vietmu. They shouldn't look out. If they stick their head out, there's a too much oil at a time. So Mela did not want to have any peeking, so the Kanim should remain Bitagosom. Zagmar Rabbi Kiva Oimel, Ain Mistakin. Rabbi Kiva was a Machlaikas, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, that you're allowed to be mistaken b'shelektish. That means if they buy yayin, shmonim, saltois, invest in it and then sell. And likewise, momen aniyim, you're allowed to invest in it and then sell. That's a b'shmol sheet. The b'kibbutz says no. There's no investing in tzedakah money. There's no investing in yayin, shmonim, saltois. What if it goes down in value? So hekdash is mafsid. Zok de gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not mistaken. However, Rabbi Kiva is moida. Elim rotza yehefset shaloi vaschar lehekdash muta. If let's say you make a tnai, you know what, hekdash? I will take all the losses and you get all the schar. So then it's muta. But then you're not. There's no chashash. They're being mistaker. They're being mafsid hekdash. Now really, there's two reasons. The Bavli says this is Yushalmi. Yushalmi says because of hefset. The Bavli says ein anias mokam ashiras. Hekdash nisken handler. Hekdash doesn't handle money. That's anias. So according to that reason, it won't help me schala hekdesh and hefsed for me. So someone would say it's machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi because it won't help me this teretz. It could be that the reason others say that it's not a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. This is going according to Rabbi Shmuel that says it's muta, but there's another problem. Avak ribis. Who is making, if you're going to take all the hefsed and hekdesh all the schar, hekdesh nala be nana from ribis. So it's ribis. Because right now, the all the gain is kulay hefsid is for the guy and kulay schar is for the hekdesh.
But you're not lending him money. Why the ribis?
What do you mean not lending money?
It's not all.
No, but I'm using the money from hekdesh, meaning that's an avak ribis.
You're just a guarantor.
But it's an avak ribis. It's you making money with schar where you're a guarantor only to make money.
You're not making money.
No, hekdesh is.
No.
So that's an avak ribis for hekdesh.
Since
Avak Ribis is not doesn't have to be all the dinim of Ribis. Avak Ribis is also a Maris Eindik din. They're always gaining. So the Avak Ribis only also with Rabbonon. On that the Gemara is saying Rabbonon Amate Avak Ribis.
Not allowed to have a deal with someone to the schar should go to him because it's Avak Ribis and the hefset should go to me.
If you're making there's a no partnership, then it's like a lending, maybe.
Say by Hekdesh, they were machmer.
They were makel over here, we're saying. We're saying it's mutter. Come, let's go back to Zokti Gemara. This meaning there's two ways of learning this Gemara. Either it's Taka Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, or this is going in the Bishmol Alein. Because in the Bavli it says the reason is not this reason. The reason is because of En Anis Mokam Mashiach. But Kaponim, Rebbe Kiva agrees when it's Hefset Shaloi Tzchar LeHekdash, it's Muta. Zokti Gemara Kahado Bar Zmino. Just like there was a person, his name was Bar Zmino. Ispak Tikabe Model the Yasmin. He had the money of the Yisoyimim. He was an apotropos. Also, Shaula got money. He asked the money, "Can I invest with the assignment's money?" So Omale told him, "In boyis, meaning if you agree that what they have said or the doch v'agod the tavaychu." Now he was apotropos, so he's allowed to get schar. But if you agree that the hefset is yours and the schar is split because you might say you deserve schar, so then shogi. Then if you accept upon yourself your losses. So the Gemara, Reb Chiya Ba'ada is packed gabe modu the yasmin. He had such a maisa, he had the money of the yisoyimim, the ovid came and he did such a way that he's makabel the hefsin. So the Gemara, Moisa Peres. We said Moisa Peres is the money from the investments that you made from the yenim shmanim besaltois, which is a bishmol shita. The Moisa Peres it goes for the ketzim is beach, and the Moisa truma, a bishmol said for kli shores. Reb Kiva said no, Moisa nesochim goes for the klisharis. Come to Rebbe Kiva, there is no moisa peris. You're not allowed to do business with hekdesh. Zok the Gemara, mastis in Rebbe Shmoli. Meaning, the mission that we learned, that there's such a musa called moisa peris, is only Rebbe Shmol. Because according to Rebbe Kiva, there is no dealings with hekdesh money. Zok the Gemara, the Rebbe Chia by Yosef, pota mastisim. The Rebbe Chia by Yosef explained the musik of moisa peris and moisa nesochin as follows, like we did. Moisa peris is schar lehekdesh, meaning the moisa peres is the shiogah alishka that we said that they bought yonim shmanim v'saltois, they made money with it. The schar after they sell it goes to hekdesh. That's called moisa peres, and that the Shmuel says that it goes to ketzam mizbeach. And moisa nesochim is soravis. Soravis means as follows. I said yesterday, I said moisa nesochim means you have extra nesochim. That's not what it means. Moisa nesochim means hekdesh has to buy nesochim. Let's say they make a deal and they buy for one seller, you get four saw of nesachim, but then the price goes up. So for one seller, you only get three saw. So pashtus, if by the time it should go, you get the lower price, you should get much less. Hekdesh gets the upper hand. If you made up four, even though now today it's worth three, you still get four. And likewise, if it goes down, you always get the better hand, the upper hand. So what does the Hekdesh now do with this extra? They can flip it. They just received now for one saw, one seller, they got four. They can flip it now and sell it to someone else. They would pay more than the seller. They'll pay a seller and a quarter because they made money. That's called Moisa Nesochim. If it fluctuated and they got the better part of the deal. Yeah, but if they rather sell it than flip it and make money. But this is going on in Bishmol. In the Bishmol, that we said Moisa Peres means, the Moisa Peres means the wheeling and the selling of the Yain and Nesochim. And Moisa Nesochim means not selling. It means if I made up a price and it fluctuated, I get the benefit and Hekdesh gets to keep it. Now, so we're saying the Mishnah of Moisa Peres is a Bishmol, not the Bekiva. That's the first sheet. That's a Bekiva by Yosef. Rabbi Yechanan argues and he says no. Uposa Mastisen, he learns differently. Moisa Peres is the Soravius. Moisa Peres means the fluctuation of the prices. And that is even according to Rabbi Kiva. That's not selling. That's not some taking gain of Bishmanim. That's mean I got a better part of the deal. And Moisa Nesachim is Birutzin. Birutzin means that when you come and you measure, you come and measure Birutzin. The Nesachim, you come and measure the Yenois, so now it overflows. The overflow also goes to Hekdesh. The overflow. It went into the Kli and it flowed over. That goes to the Hekdesh. You know, you pile up Nesachim, the flower piles up above the Kli.
The one who sells it.
The one who sells it to the Hekdesh overflows. It goes to the Hekdesh. Doesn't go back to the seller. Zokti Gemara, and that's called Moiser. That's called Moiser Nesachim. A new taich. Zokti Gemara, v'lesel Reb Chiya by Yosef Begutzin. Reb Chiya by Yosef, the first teretz that said Moiser Peres means the Yainim Shmanim, and Moiser Nesachim means the Soravias. Doesn't he agree to Begutzin? That's included in the Soravis. Just like Soravis, Hektish gets a benefit, so to Birutzin, Hektish gets a benefit. We're asking on Rebchir by Yosef that said that Moise Peres means the Yenim Shemanim Saltois. So Nicha, why? Because according to Rebbe Kiva, ain't Mistakim Mishal Hektish. Afaloi Bishalanim. According to Rebbe Kiva, not a wheel and deal, so mainly not a invest. Lefikach. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and B'chanin is gonna coin him, we're not moide b'peiris. Peiris means this moise peiris. They do not agree to moise peiris because they don't agree they allow to sell shmanim misaltos. Elo al dai to the Rabbi Yochanan. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan that said that moise peiris means the soravias. So Kasha, what does it mean? Zevze lo yimoid meperis. Rabbi Kiva and Chanin is going to call him, don't agree. He allowed to sell Shemana Misaltos. Here it says, Moise Peris, according to them, means the Soravias, that if the price fluctuated. So they do agree. What does it mean? Zevze lo yimoidim. Hotaninon, that we see clearly that Omdu Misholish is Sapik Ba'arba, that if, let's say, it fluctuated in price, the three saw for one seller, they get the four. And to the Gemoga, Zogmova Taninon, and yet we learned in our Mishnah, Zevez Eloi Moed Mepegos. What's the pshat in Zevez Eloi Moed Mepegos? L'chari, they do agree in the case of Sogavias. Zogdem Eloi Moed Mepegos, Bekaitz L'mizbeach, Ava Moed L'kli Shereis. What it means is, they weren't Moed that it goes to the Kaitz L'mizbeach, like Rabbi Shmuel says. What do you do with the extra money? They rather say it goes to the Kli Shereis. That's the part they're not Moed in. But not that they're not Moed in, that there's something called Sogavias. Zogdem Gemara. Let's finish the Mishnah. At Kedoin, meaning, the Birutzei Tzibur, the Birutzim, that we said it flows over, at Kedoin, I understand you're talking about the Birutzei Tzibur. Now, first of all, in the Etzim Birutzim, we're talking about the ones that go inside. Oh, we'll see soon in the Gemara. Dafka, Lach, not Yovish. Let's see in the Gemara first. At Kedoin, meaning, till now we're talking about Birutzei Tzibur. That means that the Birutzim that are left over from Korban Tzibur, so that goes to Hekdesh. That makes sense. Vafilu birutzei yochid. Are you going to say this also by a yochid that brings his own carbon? V'lo nimtzu klishores boi mishal yochid. If you tell me the birutzim did left over, you acquire klishores. That means you're acquiring klishores from yochid. How do you take a rechush of a yochid and use it for carbon tzibur, for a rechush of a tzibur? Zokemo, yes. Kadon taninon, just like we said by the mother of the kohen gadol. Isha she'osa ketonis lebno. The mother of the kohen gadol makes the ketonis for her son. Ksheiro, it's kosher, even though it's a yochid donating. If she gives it to the tzibur, so it's a real donation, it could be used for the tzibur also. So we see it can come from the yochid. The last gemara, at kedoin birutzei lach. This whole din that we said, that it flows over, it's considered hektish, is lach, because liquid goes into a kli, so then it overflows, but it first went into the kli, and then the bottom pushes it over. So that's called an overflow, but it went into the walls of the kli. Mm-hmm. However, v'afilu birutzei yovesh, dry material doesn't go in, it stays on top. So it was never niskadish. So if it was never niskadish, why would the taka go to hekdesh? Where's the niskadish? Zogmo kaira tanin on tamon, like we learned in Menachos, hanesochim shekitcher b'kli, if it was niskadish in a kli, if nesochim and niskadish, v'nintzah zevach, and the zevach is possible, so then the din of the Menachos is, im yesham zevach ach, if you have another carbon, yikru v'imoy, you can use those nesochim. Vim lav, and if you don't have another carbon, then if it psul lina on those nesochim, then yifsul b'lina, it becomes possible. So we see the same thing, it's taka true. Only birutzei lach, which actually go into the kli, that is niskadish. Because over here it says that nesochim, Shekitru Bekli, we see it has to be Dafkan Iskadish Bekli, it has to go in, and that's only by Allah. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah Alochigim.